And then I started a business where I had control over my time, doing something I loved, and I was never happier. I think my feet were more bouncing on the ground than actually walking. I was so excited. Like, I just loved my life.
The business of sales is sometimes harder than actually making the sale in the first place. See, you're not only a professional salesperson, you're a business owner. But the focus always seems to be on sales. Well, we're here to help you. I've been in the sales world and training sales professionals for over four decades. My name's Morris Sims. I've seen some great salespeople fail because they didn't run their business very well. Well, we're going to share success concepts and interview some great entrepreneurs who are going to help you in your business. Welcome to the Business of Sales. I mean, when you're running a business, how do you know when your business is doing well? How do you know when you're being profitable? How do you know when you're getting it all done? How do you get it all done? How do you deal with this whole feeling of being overwhelmed? And I've got a guest for us today that's going to help us answer all those questions and more. Her name is Nancy Abramson, and she does some really great things for her clients, and she's going to help us today. Nancy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Morris. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, we're going to have some fun. I tell you what, profitability and productivity are two things that are really key in my mind and things that I tend to try and work with my clients on. Would love to hear your thoughts about that. Before we do that, Nancy, tell us about your journey. How did you get to the point where you're out there with empoweredwithnancy.com doing wonderful things for your clients? How did you get to where you are today?
Well, it was a story about a girl from New York, and I was the poster child for, you've got to get good grades in school so you can get to a good college, can get a good job, so you can work really hard and then live your great life later. And especially being in New York, I did what I was expected to do. Yeah. I didn't know that it could be any different. And the accounting came easy to me. So I studied accounting, and then I went into public accounting and then corporate accounting, which means that I was working until 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, most nights. And I didn't know it could be different. That's just what I was expected to do. Mm-hmm. And working hard and on that hamster wheel, living for my vacations, living for when it was going to get more fun and get easier sometime later. And then I was the CFO of a business, and I helped them get sold to a London publicly held firm. So if anybody knows anything about selling a business, that was a lot of work. Because especially for a public company, and I was so burnt out at the end. And after taking a couple months off, my brother just had their first child, so it was the perfect timing. And then I started a business where I had control over my time, doing something I loved, and I was never happier. I think my feet were more bouncing on the ground than actually walking. I was so excited. I just loved my life.
Hey, pardon the interruption. I've got something on my mind to share with you, if that's okay. Just give me just a second. How many times have we heard the saying, it ain't over till it's over? Well, contrary to popular media and all that you hear and see in the media, the war in Ukraine is not over for the millions of people who are in dire need of food and medicine and a place to sleep. Even if the war part should end today, there's still going to be millions of refugees who need food, medicine, and temporary housing. Well, I choose to help through an organization led by my friend, Dr. Randy Marshall. I know Randy directs where the money goes. If you'd like to help too, please go to www.tccp.pro and scroll down and make a donation. Every penny is appreciated, and every donor is on our prayer list. Please join me with a contribution to TCCP because, there are real people there who are hungry and they need our help. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, let's get back to the show.
I learned some hard lessons and I wasn't paying attention to my numbers, and that business didn't end up surviving when the first economic downturn a few years ago. But I learned that it could be different, mm-hmm. and that I could have control over my schedule and control over my calendar. I could do something I love. I could make money and have a thriving business and also freedom with my time. And I could love my life now, not sometime later. And that's what I teach my clients. And that is what I want everybody to have. And so I would love to share some of that with your audience so that they too can have their great life now, not wait until they could retire, because we're not always guaranteed a later or that we're going to be healthy later.
Nancy, where were you 40 years ago when I needed to hear all of that? Jeez, Peeps, lady, I tell you what, you got the nail on the head. I am having more fun now than I've ever had in my entire career doing anything I have done in my work life. I'm having more fun now than I've ever had before. And you hit the nail on the head. It's about having control and being able to set your own schedule and still be profitable when you get right down to it. So tell us more about what you do to help your clients realize those things.
Well, one of the things that I teach, so I have my signature 3 P's of planning, which helps people to get control over their calendar. And I'd love to share with your guests about that.
Please. So that sounds great.
My 3 P's of planning are power, exercise your power to say no to distractions that don't serve you or move you towards your goal. The second P is prioritize. Are you doing what's most important or avoiding sales calls to work on your website? Again, so plan the work and work the plan according to what's important to you. And then the third P is profits. Do you plan to be profitable? And we can talk a little bit more, go into a little bit more detail about that. So like the first P is power. Exercise your power to say no to distractions that don't serve you and move you towards your goal. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you're the one that should do it. So for example, after that company, I helped that company get sold, I started a business. I actually started to help a friend making jewelry. And the first pair of earrings I made, somebody bought off of my head. I'm like, wow, this is way more fun. Let's do this instead.
Yeah.
And I had hired a photographer that took pictures of so that I could have marketing materials. And then as I developed better and better product, I wanted pictures of those too. And I'm passionate about photography. That's one of my biggest hobbies. So I thought, why should I spend money to have somebody else do it? I could do it. And I did do it. And I replicated his big studio in my one bedroom apartment in Manhattan. And it took me 2 days to do what he did in a couple of hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did it, but really, should I have been the one? Those days could have been spent doing revenue-producing activities. And so many people, and it was a hard lesson for me to learn, too. That was just not the only example of, I don't want to pay, I can't afford it, I can't afford to hire help, I could do it myself, I'll figure it out, I'll do it, thinking that that's the smarter business decision. But so many business people don't put the value on their own time.
Yeah, and it's just amazing. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I remember when I was trying to start my company, I can build my own website. Look at this, all this stuff online. All I got to do is watch a couple of these videos and I can do this. And, you know, days and days and days of my time, and found out that what I created wasn't even close to what I really wanted it to look like. And so then I paid 10 grand for somebody else to do it. And now I know that there are other ways to go about doing it. But the key is I realized that I have to have a professional come in and do the things that they're good at, because it's not necessarily my bailiwick. It's not necessarily what I do best, and I need to focus on what I do best.
Exactly. And there are so many, there's a whole range of who you can ask for help. There are less expensive options as well as expensive options, but really look to see like what's in your zone of genius.
Yeah.
And do what you're really great at and what you should be doing and value your time. So just because somebody asks you to do something doesn't mean you have to be the one to do it. So that's another big lesson in your power to say no. So
that whole idea of the power to say no is so critical and so overlooked by so many people. It's like, what do you mean say no, Maurice? Come on, I need every prospect I can get, and you know, whether they're qualified or not, I just need to. No, you don't. You need to determine who your ideal client is. You need to determine whether they're qualified to be a client of yours and whether they deserve and have the right position to be a client of yours. No, I'm with you, Nancy, 100%.
Absolutely. Well, if you're struggling too hard to get a client, sometimes winning them isn't really a win because they're going to turn out to be those nightmare clients that you dread working with and that are going to be a pain in the butt.
Yep. And they're not going to help you get what you want, and you're not going to be able to help them get what they want.
Exactly. And also the power to say no in another way too. So let's say, you know, you might have listeners that are working in a company that might have a boss or a coworker or family members or somebody that will ask them to do something, and you think just because they ask, you have to say yes, which you don't have to. But what I will say is that it's really important. So critical things about how to say no. So one, it's important to answer in a positive way first, in like, yes, you know, Maurice, I would love to help you. And right now, I just don't have any availability this week. So can we do that next week instead of this week? Or maybe, you know, I would love to go to that event and support you, but I have a previous commitment. If you start with the yes, then at least what comes next, especially if it's a renegotiation, like, oh, counterproposal. I would love to, but this week my schedule is jam-packed. I have no availability. Can we do something next week instead? You're a lot more open to the compromise.
Yeah, totally. And especially the first example you gave, you said, gee, that's a wonderful thing, and use that word in there, and that just makes it work so much nicer and so much easier, and nobody's going to feel like they're being dissed or whatever the right word is in today's language.
Exactly.
But you're not going to have that
problem. If you start off with, sorry, I can't, not possible, I'm busy, you know, it just leaves you feeling, that leaves the other person feeling like shut down and not important.
Yeah.
And it's very important to manage expectations. That's another one. So if you want to say yes, but you can't do it this week, but you could do it next week, or there's a deadline, like, be honest and upfront. Like, I can't get it done for you this week, but I can next week. I can't do it today. My day is totally booked, but can I get to it tomorrow? Like, just... most of the problems in our society and our world, I think, are based on expectations. Thwarted expectations, unmet. I expected you to say or do something and you didn't. I expected you to not to do something and you did it. If we can minimize the expectations and be upfront with people, our lives would be much happier.
And that just comes down to being transparent, open, honest, and communicating, right?
Yes.
Bingo.
Absolutely.
It's all about talking. I've told my wife that for years. It's all about talking. Let me do all the talking. And she disagrees. And rightly so.
And rightly so. I'm commenting on that because, you know, I want to get in trouble with your wife. But the other thing, but about communication, is also enrolling the people around you. Like when I was in the corporate world, I saw that my staff was overwhelmed and working hard too, and they would complain about how much work so that they had to do. So I took it upon myself to just, I was the martyr. I'm like, all right, I'll just do it myself. But when I actually spoke to them and was able to share, okay, this is what needs to be done. This is why it needs to be done. Enrolled them in the process. Do you have any ideas? How can we get it done?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
When I shared about what and why, they often volunteered after they were complaining that they were so overwhelmed. They're like, no, I'm not going to let you do it by yourself. Or here, this is another way we can do it. And I enrolled them into the mission, and then they became part of the team instead of me just being there late at night working on by myself.
And you know what does that, Nancy, in my opinion? It's that sincerity. It's that honesty that, you know, I've seen it happen. In fact, I'm probably guilty of it myself, where, you know, you ask your team to help you and to come up with ideas. And then basically I know that there were at least one or two times where I just said, yeah, you know, those are great ideas. However, this is the way we're going to do it. And basically just didn't really listen, just tried to give them an opportunity to share and then shut them all down. You got to be sincere and open about this whole idea of enrolling them and allowing them to be a part of the solution, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because even if the idea is different than the way you would have done it yourself, letting them be heard and know that they are heard, respected, and appreciated keeps them inspired and motivated, wanting to do better, do more. If it doesn't work out exactly, you can always tweak later.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Having happy, healthy, motivated, excited people working with you is way more valuable than the dictator route of, yeah, thanks, but we're doing it my way anyway. They're not going to stay with you long. They're not going to feel appreciated. They're not going to be giving you 110%.
No, they're not. And, you know, this flows just as well for everybody out there who, you know, you may be sitting there going, wait a minute, I don't have a team. I don't have a staff. I don't need, you know, Marsh, you're crazy. Think about it this way. When you're a volunteer and you're running a project for your food bank, church, synagogue, whatever, the Civitans, the Rotary Club, the alumni association from your school, when you're a volunteer and you're running a volunteer group, these same leadership examples make all the difference in the world to whether or not you're going to be considered a good leader. And when you are, and everything else just kind of comes into play. So even though you may not have a large team that you're working with today, these concepts are still vitally important. And I think the next one is probably more important than anything, and that's setting priorities and then living with your priorities, huh, Nancy?
Absolutely. And I will say the above lesson works well in the families too.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You will also, if you're hiring ad hoc part-time people, if you're hiring freelancers, it works in all areas. But yes, the second P is prioritize. Are you doing what's most important or avoiding sales calls to work on your website again?
Oh, come on, Nancy. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. Really? Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, that's the laughter of recognition I'm hearing.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
So plan the work and work the plan according to what's most important. I work with my clients to help them set like realistic goals, but like what do you actually want? I hate to tell you, but you have the same 24 hours in a day that everybody else does.
That's right.
I've tried to figure out ways to add more, but we have not been able, I have not been able to do that yet. And just like a jigsaw puzzle, like I'm also, I like doing jigsaw puzzles. Yeah. And you know, if you've ever done, you do the border and so that's your container. And then you have all of these puzzle pieces that are like, how are they going to fit in? It looks too much, but then they all fit. That's what, think about your day that way. You have a 24-hour calendar. So now schedule everything that you need to do into your calendar. So before you start scheduling and putting them into the calendar, you start to just do a dump of all the things that you want to do, need to do, would like to do. And you're going to make a list. I heard this from somewhere, I don't even remember where, but instead of calling my list a to-do list, I call it a ta-da list. So every time I finish something, I can celebrate by crossing it off and say, ta-da, it's completed, instead of a to-do that felt heavier.
I love it. That's great. That is great. The other thing I heard, I think it was Susie Moore in her book, Let It Be Easy. It's not just a to-do list. It's a I get to-do list. And I like that too.
Yep. So now with you look at the list and now be honest. Does it absolutely need to be done? If it, or is it just, it would be nice if it got done.
Mm-hmm.
And if it needs to be done, does it need to be done by you? And then if it does, then we're going to schedule it on the calendar. And if not, you can delegate it to somebody else. And also look to see by when it needs to be done. But if it needs to be done, book it on your calendar and treat it with the same significance and importance as if it was in a meeting that you scheduled with a potential client. The other tip about scheduling everything. So, and I really mean schedule everything. Schedule time for sleep, schedule mm-hmm. time for your family time. If you're working out, if that's important, schedule it. If meditation is important, put it on your calendar and schedule them. And schedule them realistically. So many people don't do that. And I used to be one of those people. So if you're going to the gym and you're going to work out and you're scheduling your workout from 8 to 9, is it on your calendar from 8 to 9? Or does it include the time it's going to take you to get to and from the gym and time to shower if you're expecting to? And I do recommend and encourage that. So,
yes, me too.
If you are scheduling a meeting and you need to review your notes before the meeting, does it show up on your calendar as the hour for the meeting, or do you also have time to prep or commute to and from in the appointment that you're putting on the calendar? Because so many times we don't put that prep time, travel mm-hmm. time, extra whatever time, and then we schedule things a little too close. So then we end up slipping and sliding as the day is like, all right, now I'm running late for this one and I'm driving a little too fast and then I'm calling to apologize. I'm going to be late. And then your next one is late and then you're shifting everything. And at the end of the day, you come home late, frustrated, tired. Maybe you've missed family dinner. That's not a way to live your life happy.
No, and I admit I did it today. I had 6 podcast recordings, one right after another, all day long. And if it all had worked out the way I'd planned, I would be starving right now because I wouldn't have had time to have anything to eat whatsoever all day long. Luckily, I guess you could say, one of them canceled and that gave me a chance to grab a quick lunch.
Well, I'm glad you got to eat and so you're not hangry for this conversation.
That's right.
So I appreciate that.
Works better that way, right? And you know, Nancy, I think your next P is one that probably ties it all together, right? Profitability?
Yes. So many people don't plan for profits. So one of the parts of this P is, do you have a budget? And it, when I said that word, so many people like cringe or have negative feelings when I say budget, that it's like a scary word. And I work with my clients to show them that it's not so scary, that all it is a, because so many people are like, oh, it's so restrictive. It's all of the things and emotions about it. But all a budget is a plan, and that you can see that if everything goes as expected, will you have money left over after you've paid all of your expenses? Mm-hmm. And I love this quote from John Maxwell. A budget is people telling their money where to go instead of wondering where it went.
How cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And perfect. Then I also retweaked it for this kind of, and I said, a plan is people telling their time where to go instead of wondering where it went.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
So now I help my clients, and I'm giving your listeners, it's the power. Mm-hmm. So you now, and the great thing is that when you do your budget and you put all of your expected revenue and your expected expenses, and you see what's expected at the bottom line, if you don't like the number, it hasn't happened yet. So you have the opportunity to do something about it.
Yeah.
Oh, if everything goes expected, I just break even or I'm losing money. Okay, what can I do now? So now let's look and see. So I either have to increase my revenue, decrease my expenses, or a combination of both. Mm-hmm. It's a very simple mathematical equation.
Wow. Yeah, it really is. It's just, then you go out and, I don't know about everybody else, but then I go out and spend money, and boy, howdy, that's when things aren't good.
But see, if you have the budget, then you know where you stand. And if you, the other thing is, if you keep your bookkeeping up to date, and so many people don't, and yeah. I get it, it's not fun. And you know what? There are so many things I would rather be doing than doing my bookkeeping. But when you don't keep it up to date, you don't really know how you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I've created a new program called Money Dates, where it's a really fun group program where it's a get it done. And we get together and we get the bookkeeping done. And I teach you how to know your numbers so you can see it. And if when you're how you're tracking. So you said, when I go spend the money, and that's when the trouble happens. But if you have a budget and if your numbers are up to date and you're comparing, then you know if it's, do you have the extra money to spend the money on whatever it is that you want? Like, do you have the surplus? Mm-hmm. And then it's not, I'm getting into trouble. It's, no, I'm doing really well. I'm hitting my targets or I'm exceeding my targets. I have the money and I'm going to invest in that, or I'm going to reward myself with that.
Nancy, I tell you what, you've got some really great stuff here, and I want us to delve into this a little more deeply. Can we schedule another show with you? Because this has been very helpful.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. I realize that the time went really fast, and yeah, I would love to come back.
Because there's a whole nother whole topic about numbers and being able to track your numbers and know what you're doing. Oh, man. Nancy, how do I find you? If I'm out there and I want to talk to you more about this and my business, what do I do to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. And one, my website is empoweredwithnancy.com, because I do it with you, not for you. So empoweredwithnancy.com. If you go to empoweredwithnancy.com/resources. I have some free gifts for your listeners, including some more information about my 3 P's of planning. So you can download that one. If you want to go there, that would be great. It's a free gift. The one about the 3 P's is the 3 steps to be less overwhelmed now. That's more about the productivity. And I do have another one, that people will see there too, about the three crucial numbers you need to measure for a thriving business and more free time, which we can talk about on my next visit.
Oh, that'd be great. Absolutely outstanding. Nancy, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it was our pleasure for sure. And for everybody out there, you guys go out there, you guys and gals go out there, have a great week. Enjoy your time and spend some time with the family today. It'll be worth it.
Absolutely. And you know what? If you book a call with me, if you've got questions, let's see how I could serve you and support you.
Because there's going to be something. I'll tell you what, Nancy's got some great stuff for you. You guys have a great week out there, and I'll see you again next time right here on the Business of Sales and Business Radio. I'm Morris Sims.